That morning, today's daf in Krisis Tes Zayin. We are on Tes Vav Amud Beis. We are beginning this morning with the Mishnah. In the third paragraph of the Masechta, we are dedicating ourselves to the discovery of multiple averus and the liability that it produces. A person violates averus multiple times, so we have established in this parak that gufim are mukhlakim, that if it's two different bodies, it's going to be mechalik. Two different bodies doesn't literally have to mean the word body, but two different bodies could just simply mean that they are two separate entities. But in other words, but we could discuss it also in terms of bodies, meaning a person has bia with a nida and then another nida and then another nida. So gufim are mukhlakim, they're going to be mechalik. We also learned in this parak that shemas are mukhlakim. Even if it's one person, but that one person represents various isurim, or if it's one food and that one food represents various isurim, so that too is going to be mechalik. So we've established a gufim are mechalakim and shemas are mechalakim. We've also established that a halamos are mechalakim. If you lapse into unawareness and then you remember and then you lapse into unawareness again, so that's also going to be mechalik as well. So those are the things that are definitively going to be mechalik. Gufin, shemos, and halamos. And so here we are now. And after clearly identifying the strike zone, so now we're looking at the borders of the strike zone. And we're nibbling, for those of you who appreciate baseball. And for those of you who don't, it's fine. It's fine. So the va'od. And the Gemara now, we're starting with the Mishnah on Tes Vavam and Beis, va'od. Shalom Rabbi Kiva, Shochet Heiz Vachem Mechutz. So if you shecht five karbanos outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Shechut Echutz is one of the Isuri Karis. We've identified it as at the first Mishnah of this Masechta. And so what you're doing is you're shechting it five times. Behelam Achas, and you're doing it all in one state of unawareness. So having forgotten either about the Isser or where you are, meaning you just simply forgot where you are, and you're shechting a Karban, and you do so five times outside the Beis HaMikdash, so how many Karbanos are you going to have to bring? Mahu. Chayv al kol achas v'achas, o chay o achas al kulan. So this is the question of Rabbi Akiva. Now remember, by the way, these were a string of questions that were asked all while shopping for meat. Okay. So for the chasna. So Amru lo shamanu. So he says, I don't know. Amru Rabbi Yeshua shamati. So Rabbi Yeshua says, I heard the following. Ba'ochel mi zevach echad. If your person were to eat from one karban, mehe tam chuyin, on five different plates, behalam achas, shu chayva kol achas, v'achas mishum mi'ila. So one would be in violation of mi'ilah from eating karban on five separate plates. Five separate plates, we will better define later on exactly what that means. It sounds a little strange, that expression. So that will be better explained later. But in the meantime, however, we know for sure, Rabbi Yeshua's position is that the tamchuyin are mechalik. They're going to divide each action so that one would be liable for each one. What is the violation in this case? So it's mi'ilah. Meaning that the meat over here is carbon that you are obviously not entitled to eat. You ate it, and so therefore you're in violation of mi'ila. The violation of mi'ila brings about a carbon, if done b'shogeg, brings about a carbon asham mi'ilos. So, v'roa ani. It's just plates. Right. V'roa ani shadvarim kavachomer. Now I think it's a kavachomer. If one is going to have multiple liabilities for eating the five karbanos on five tamchuyin, so for sure for shechting five different times, one is going to have five liabilities. I'm Rabbi Shimon Lokach Shalu, Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Shimon says, your version of the question and answer, it's not a good version. And the Gemara is going to explain why. Why is Rabbi Shimon so rejecting of the first version? So Elaba Ochel Nosem Mechamish Ezvachim Elamach Asmahu. The original question was eating nosar from five different karbanos. Chayv achas al kulan or chayv al kol achas va'achas. So it was not a question of shechting, but rather a question of consumption. And specifically eating nosar from five different karbanos. So the fact that you're eating it from five different karbanos, is that going to be mechalek or not? And amru lo shamanu. Now the response, according to Rabbi Shimon, the response now is going to be the same. I'm Rabbi Yeshua Shamati Bochel Mizevachecha Behetam Chuyim Behelam Achas Shuchai Vakol Achas Vachas Mishum Me'ila Vero Ani Shadvarim Kavachomer. So the response to Rabbi Yeshua is, look, if I eat carbon that I was not entitled to eat from five different plates, the plates are going to be mechalek. Certainly eating nosar from five different animals, the animals are going to be mechalek. So I'm Rabbi Kiva. Now here, Rabbi Shimon advances the discussion. Rabbi Kiva actually has a response. And Rabbi Kiva says, I don't like that comparison. Im halacha nekabel, im ledin yesh tshuva. Now, if you're telling me that that's the halacha, I'll accept it. But if this is all built on an argument, kavachomer, I don't like it. Amar lo hashef. He says, okay, let me hear what you have to say. Amar velo. Im amar b'mila shasabo samachil kochel. You see, when it comes to me'ila, so there are a lot of features by me'ila that are unique to me'ila. One, machil kochel, by me'ila. Not only is the person who is eating the carbon, who was not allowed to eat the carbon, going to be in violation of me'ila, but the ma'achil, the one who feeds carbon to another, also is going to be liable. And we're going to learn more about this when we get to Masechta Me'ila. Two, Vesamana Kenehne. It seemingly is the same point. The one who is receiving the benefit is going to be liable, and the one who's providing the benefit is also going to be liable. That's the Mahane. And number three, Tzireif Es Ame'ilos Lizma Meruba. Now, in order to violate Me'ila, so what does that mean? It means that you have to be eating a pruta's worth of carbon that you were not entitled to. Misappropriation and theft, right? A nice way to say theft. So so you have to eat a pruta. What if I eat a chatzi pruta today of carbon, and I eat a chatzi pruta, Rashi says, 3 years later? So are they going to combine? Now, by achila, of course, we know the halach is they don't combine. Achila only is when it's eaten besoch achilas pras, like we said just a couple days ago in the daf. But meanwhile, when it comes to me'ila, a half a pruta now and a half a pruta 3 years from now will combine. So once again, it shows that the me'ila has a unique set of halachas that are not translatable, transferable to other averos. So Tamar Benosa Shembo Achas Me'ila, Nosa has none of the above. The Mahana Nana is not by Nosar. The Machil Ochel is not by Nosar. The Tziruf of divided acts are also not going to be by Nosar. So you have none of this by Nosar. Okay, so my kashle Rabbi Shimon. We start with the Gemara, and the Gemara wants to know, you know, we had a first version of the dialogue between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yoshua, and Rabbi Shimon says, I don't accept that first version. Why? What was the problem with it? So, hachi kakashile. So, explains the Gemara like this. Ma rai l'shoche, me ochel. How can you compare shchita to achila? Ma l'ochel shekei nana. The comparison in the first version is, what if I shech the carbon outside the base of Mikdash, and I'm coming back at you with eating food? Shechting an animal, eating food are not comparable. Shechting an animal, there's no direct benefit from the act of shechita. Meaning, of course, it will allow you now to eat the carbon or to eat the food, but the act of shechita itself is not one which one derives benefit from. Eating, on the other hand, of course, you derive benefit from.
It's not a mitzvah?
It's not a question of mitzvah. It's a question of benefit. So, ela kach sha'alu. Ha'ochel noser mechamisha zvachim behelam achas mahu. So now once a dismissal of the first version, so now the Gemara is going to just simply run through with us the second version. Now the truth of the matter is this next part of the Gemara we know it all because we saw it back in the Mishnah, but the Gemara is going to go through each every step. Ha'ochel noser mechamisha zvachim behelam achas mahu. So I eat noser from five different animals. So even though it's a repeated act of noser, but it's coming from five different animals, so what would be the halacha? Chai b'chol achas v'achas or achas al kulan? That's the question. Answer, amr lo, lo shamanu. Response, I don't know. Amr Rabbi Yeshua, shamati. And here Rabbi Yeshua comes with his response. Ba'ochel mizevach echem echamisha tamchuyim ba'alam achas shechai v'chol achas v'achas. Mishum mi'ila. So again, the plates are going to be dividing by me'ila. V'ro anisha adram kavachomer. And I think it's a kavachomer. Ma mizevach echa shein gufim uchlakim chayev al kol achas v'achas mishum tamchuyin muchlakin. So if plates divide, chamisha zvachim de gufim muchlakim. If we're talking now about animals and each piece of nosar is coming from a separate animal, lo kol shekein, right? The kavachomer, once you say it simply, you really hear it. If plates are dividing yisurim, separate animals are for sure going to be dividing Yisurim. Sounds like a good kavachomer. I'm Rabbi Shimon lo kach shalu. Ella. Now here, in this version, Rabbi Shimon even rejects that. Ella ba'ochel noser mechamisha zvachim elam achas mahu. Chayv achas al kulan o chayv akol achas v'achas. Amru lo shaman Rabbi Yeshua amar shamati ba'ochel mizevach echad bechamisha tamchuyin. Okay, and then basically what we just did is we just basically went through the end of the Mishnah. Okay. Amar lo Rabbi Kiva am halacha nekabel. Kibla Rabbi Yeshua lahat tshuva mi Rabbi Kiva olo. We are ending now the Gemara's discussion over here with the following question. In the Mishnah, so we have now the revised version of Rabbi Kiva's question. Rabbi Kiva's question is, I ate noser five times over. Each piece of noser comes from a separate animal. Is the fact that they're all coming from separate animals going to divide the acts of eating noser? It was all done by Halam Achad, but is that going to divide? Rabbi Yeshua's response is, well, I know plates divide. Tamchuyim are mechalik. If plates divide, certainly animals are going to divide as well. Okay. And Rabbi Akiva says, don't like the comparison. And in the Mishnah, he articulated for three separate reasons why the comparison is not a good comparison. By Me'ila and plates dividing. Machel ke'ochel, mahanes kenene, siruf, even though it's separated by a lengthy period of time, which none of that's true by Nosar. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva got the last word. The question now on the table is, did Rabbi Yeshua ever concede the point? And the Gemara wants to know. Did Rabbi Yeshua concede the point, yes or no? Tashma detanya. So what the Gemara now is going to do is quote a Braisa. The Braisa will reflect two positions, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. What we are going to do is that we're going to seemingly identify the Tanakama as being Rabbi Yeshua. Once we do that, we will see that Rabbi Yeshua's position is, and then it will allow us then to conclude whether or not Rabbi Yeshua ended up capitulating to Rabbi Akiva, right? So that is the structure of the upcoming Gemara. A person eats five pieces of noser from one carbon in one state of unawareness on five separate plates, right? That's the key over here. On five separate plates, so you only bring one carbon chatas. So whoever the author of this brisa is, and the Gemara later is going to suggest this Rabbi Yeshua, whoever the author of this brisa is clearly subscribing to the idea that plates don't divide. So now if it's a case of suffik, so you only bring one asham talui. Asham talui is a discussion that we're going to discuss in much greater detail later in our Masechta. Now, skip the next two words. B'chamesh halamos. Now, if let's say done in five different halamos, meaning you forgot, you then remembered. You forgot, and then you remembered. And in each halama, you then go ahead and repeat the iser, so then the halamos are going to be mechalik, like we said in the beginning of Shir today. So in a case of vadai, you violate the iser, karmen chatas. In the case of Safek, each time it was a separate Safek, so you bring an Ashram Tal on each. Skip the next line to Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda Omer. Right? My skipping, by the way, is following the advisement of the Shita Mekubetzes. So skip now to Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda. Okay, so here's what we can say definitively. According to the Tanakama, Halamas are Mechalek, Tamchuyim are not Mechalek. Simple. Now, Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda Omer, Afilo Achal Hechatichos Mehez Vachim. If I eat five pieces from five different carbonas b'halam achas, and I do so in a state of one halama, eino maybe ela chatas achas. You only bring one carbon chatas. Ve'al sfeik and eino maybe ela asham talui achas. And for a safek, one asham talui. Klal shodavar kosha chalukim b'chatas chalukim b'shamos. If you are dividing, or you're dividing for the chatas, you're dividing for the asham talui. Achal hei chatichos behei tamchuyim. If I eat five pieces of meat on five plates, mi zevach echad, of one carbon, lifnei zrikas damim, afilo behalam achas, even if it's one halama, chayv akol achas v'achas mishum mi'ila, you're going to be chayv for every chatas because of the iser of mi'ila. Okay. Now, the ilu, that is the end of the brisa. Okay, so after having gone through the brisa, the Gemara now is going to identify authorship of the brisa. If we can successfully identify the authorship of the brisa, of course not the opinion of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, but if we can identify the anonymous author of the Braisa, it will then allow us to see whether or not, just add one more point. If it's Rabbi Yoshua, then we're going to be able to see where Rabbi Yoshua concluded on this entire discussion. The Ilu, as we now are on the top of Tezayin Amud Aleph. V'ilu asfeko mevi asham tolo lo ketani. Now, in terms of violating the Isser of Mi'ila. Now, Mi'ila, on a definitive violation, brings about a carbon asham. Asham Mi'ilos. Now, what about a safek? Do you bring an Asham Talui? Now, as we're going to learn together, it's a Machlokas. Actually, we're going to learn together in this Masechta, right? Coming up on Daf Chaf Beis. But as we're going to see, our Braisa that we just quoted does not have an Asham Talui for the violation of Me'ila. So, Lokitani, Maniha, Ilem Rabbi Kiva, Lissi, Nami Sefer Vasvek, and maybe Asham Talui did not. Now it happens to be that we know the opinion of Rabbi Akiva is you do bring an Asham Talui on the Isra of Me'ila. Rabbi Akiva Mechayev al Safik Me'ila Asham Talui. So, by virtue of the fact that the Braisa that we quote in the bottom of the previous Amud does not mention Asham Talui on the Isra of Me'ila, so it can't be Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, if it's not Rabbi Akiva, who is it? Elav Rabbi Yeshua Hi. So it must be Rabbi Yeshua. Now I know that that argument is a funny argument because it could be a lot of other Tanayim as well. Meaning it's not Rabbi Akiva, therefore, but it happens to be that the Gemara must have a Masorah on this issue, that on the question of Asham Talui being brought on a Suffolk Me'ila, it must be a Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua. And so therefore, if not Rabbi Akiva, so therefore it's Rabbi Yeshua. So the Kitani Be, Hey Alamos, maybe Hey Chatos. And it says that on five halamas, you're going to be bringing five chatos. V'shma mina, kibla mine. So you see over here that that only halam is going to be mechalek, but animals themselves are not going to be mechalek. And so what comes out over here is that when Rabbi Akiva argued back on Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua didn't respond in the Mishnah, it meant that Rabbi Yeshua ended up accepting the argument of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, that is, I know that was a long way to get to one single point, but the Gemara now is argued somewhat successfully that Rabbi Yeshua ends up capitulating to Rabbi Akiva on this question of, if it's coming from five separate animals, is it going to be mechalek? And Rabbi Yeshua had originally said it's going to be mechalek, and then he ends up admitting it's not going to be mechalek. Okay. Ela adarab misefa diktani. So the Gemara says, well, did you look at the end of the Braisa? At the end of the Braisa, it says, Heiz vachem afilo ba'alamecha chayva kol achas va'achas. Well, at the very end of the Braisa, it says that if I ate from five different animals, even though it was done in one state of, in one halama, you're going to be chayv in each one. Shema minat lo kibla minay. So the end of the Braisa says that if it's each piece of meat is coming from five different animals, or each piece of meat comes from a separate animal, it will be mechalek. So you're right. In the beginning of the Braisa, it sounded like Rabbi Yeshua ends up admitting that to the position of Rabbi Akiva. But then when you get to the end of the Braisa, confusion because it says it is going to be mechalek. So Ela Ma'is L'Memar Tanaihi De'Iketana De'Kibla V'Iketana De'Lo Kibla. So it must be that this Braisa over here is reflecting various viewpoints within Rabbi Yeshua. Some say that Rabbi Yeshua, some walked out of the Beis Medrash that day saying Rabbi Yeshua agreed to Rabbi Akiva, and some say no. Okay, and you know some these kinds of things happen with some frequency. Okay, afilu tem Rabbi Akiva hi. The Gemara goes back on its original assertion that the author of this braisa is Rabbi Yeshua. Why? It can't be Rabbi Akiva. Why can't it be Rabbi Akiva? Because on the suffik Isra Me'ila, it makes no mention of Asham Talui, and meanwhile Rabbi Akiva says you do bring an Asham Talui for suffik Me'ila. So the Gemara says if that's your only piece of evidence that the braisa is not Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, I don't know. That's not enough evidence. It could very well be that the author of this braisa is not Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Yeshua, just simply another Tana, which I know it's easy to entertain that, meaning there are a lot of Tanaim out there. And whoever that Tana is, on the issue of Halamos, subscribes to Rabbi Yeshua. On the issue of subscribes to Rabbi Akiva. On the issue of Me'ila and Suffolk Me'ila, subscribes to Rabbi Yeshua. Okay. Adkan. That takes us really to the end of the discussion. And we only have but one more thing to clarify before we move on to the next Mishnah. And that is that we know the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua is that Tamchulin or Mechalik. That if I have meat put on five different plates, the plates are going to divide each meat, even though it was eaten, all five pieces were eaten by Alam Echad, but because they were on five different plates, so therefore it's going to be five separate Isurim. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Okay? Not one which is Lahalacha, except the Lahalacha, but that is the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Now, we say five different plates. It's a funny way to describe it. What does that mean, five different plates? The Gemara is going to bring us no less than four different opinions on this matter of what five plates mean. So Hechi Dami, now in our Gemara, the Girsa we have is Me'ilos, but right as per the Shita, let's correct that to Tamchuyin. What does it mean, five different plates? Opinion number one, Amar Shmuel Me'osa Shoshaninu, Chamisha Dvarim Ba'ola Mitztarfin. So Shmuel's position is five different plates actually means five different parts of the animal. But not different five different cuts of meat, but rather, we know, for example, that to violate the Isra of Halah B'chutz, offering carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, which part of the carbon are you offering outside the Beis HaMikdash? It could be the meat, the chalev. It could be wine, flour, oil, i.e. the parts of a carbon that normally go up onto the Mizbeach, or the nesachim of the carbon that go up onto the Mizbeach. So over here, when it says tamchuin, it actually means different foods. For example, chamisha dvarim ba'olam mitzarfen, abasar v'achelev, ha'yayin, ha'solos v'ha'shemen. So basically, according to Shmuel, the tamchuin doesn't just simply mean they're on different plates. It means they are literally different foods on each of the plates. Different foods, but in this case, meaning different parts of the animal. Chizkiah amar kegon she'achal mehei avarim. Chizkiah says plates just simply mean different limbs of the animal. Reish Lakish amar afilo tema be'ever echem mishkachal be'katev. Reish Lakish says, look, different cuts of the animal. On the leg of the animal, you have five different cuts coming from the animal. You go to your local butcher, and he'll give you a much better description than me of what exactly the five different cuts are of the shoulder. But five different cuts of meat from the animal. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafchamer kegon she'achal behemin ekedera. The five consumptions on the five different plates, each dish was prepared in a different manner. One was baked, the other was roasted, the other was cooked, etc., etc. I can't come up with two other ways to prepare it. So the Rabbi Yochanan Amar kegon she'achal behei ta'amim. And finally, the last opinion is that just simply different plates, different spices. As long as they're spiced differently, that's enough to be machalik them. So within the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara gave us, I said four, by the way. I think I'm taking it back. I think it's five. One, two, three, four. Yeah, five. Five different opinions amongst the Amoraim exactly what it means that a tamchui is going to be mechalik. We start with the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah, same basic outline of question of being mechalik, but for the rest of today's daf, we deal with Shabbos. Okay. In order to appreciate and understand the upcoming Mishnah, so let us remind ourselves about the seventh parak of Shabbos. Today's daf, Tezayin, increases, and the first daf in the seventh parak of Shabbos are really one in the same. It's the same topic. It's the same discussion. Okay, by Shabbos, the complexity of Shabbos is such that on Shabbos, you have what's called melachos, avos melachos. So those are the 39 chief categories of the creative activities that are prohibited on Shabbos. And Zoreya, Choresh, etc., etc. So there are 39 malachas. And that means that on one given Shabbos, so there is an opportunity to violate Shabbos 39 different ways. Each av malacha by itself is going to create a liability of a separate carbon chatas if done b'shogeg. So if one were to plow and plant on Shabbos, that is a chatas for the act of planting and for a separate chatas for the act of plowing. Also on Shabbos, what you have is called tolados. Within each category, you have subcategories. Subcategories means is that there's an action which structurally looks like the av, in terms of its purpose, it's like the av, but it's not exactly like the av. But still, as long as it has the characteristics of the av, that too is going to be a violation of Shabbos. What level, what degree violation? Issa daraisa that if done mazed, if done intentionally, would bring about a capital punishment. If done b'shogeg, is going to bring about a carbon chatas. So, for an av malacha, you are going to have to bring, if done unintentionally, you're going to bring a carbon chatas. For a tolada, that too you're going to bring a carbon chatas. So, pray tell, what's the halachic difference between an av and a tolada? So this is a really good question, and this question is asked on the first daf in Baba Kama. And the Gemara over there gives one answer. There is also a second answer as well. But the basic answer is that if I violate an av and its tolada, so then you're only going to be chayv one carbon chatas. Admittedly, and we're going to actually see this later this morning, there is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer who disagrees with that premise and says that even when I violate an av and its tolada, I'm going to be bringing two carbon chatases. According to Rabbi Eliezer, then what is the whole point of dividing an av and a tolada? That's a wonderful question. See the Gemara in the beginning of Baba Kama, where the Gemara addresses that very question. Okay. That is introductory word number one. I have one more introductory comment, and then we could start the Mishnah. As we've been discussing over the course of this parak, we're talking about the idea of guf and muchlakin, where you have bodies which divide, meaning if that you violate the Isser with separate gufin, even though it's the same Isser repeated, so you're going to be chayiv al-kol achas v'achas. A man has relations with one nida, and then another nida, so that's going to be mechalik. That's clear. What one of the issues that we're going to be discussing is whether or not Shabbos is mechalik. I violate Shabbos, follow them by another Shabbos, follow them by another Shabbos. Are they considered like gufin muchlakin? Okay. I'm sorry, I take it back. One more word of introduction. Okay, all this is obviously very basic. It's just rudimentary to understanding the Mishnah. On Shabbos, you could be a shogeg on three different ways. That's amazing. On Shabbos, you could be shogeg three different ways. Mm-hmm. The first way you could be shogeg on Shabbos is having forgotten totally about the institution of Shabbos at all. Meaning you have forgotten that Shabbos is written in the Torah. Now, I know that's an amazing shogeg. We're not talking about Tinuk Shenishba. Tinuk Shenishba, meaning if you're not raised with any education whatsoever, so then you can't be in a state of shogeg. No one ever taught you. But the first way that you can be shogeg is having totally forgotten about the institution of Shabbos. That one's rather amazing, but that's one possibility. A second possibility, you know all about Shabbos. You know about every one of the malachas. You woke up that morning thinking it's Sunday morning, right? You didn't get a good night's sleep. You woke up groggy, and you think today's Sunday morning. That's what's called Shigigash Shabbos, Zado Malachos. You forgot about the day Shabbos, but you totally know about every malacha. Meaning, if you quiz me right now, I could tell you every malacha. I could tell you some of the toladas of every malacha. Okay, and I know about every malacha. I just forgot today was Shabbos. That's Shigigash Shabbos, Zado Malachos. And then finally, number three. Number three, you know Shabbos. You woke up today, and you know today's Shabbos. Right, I went to shul last night, Kabbalah shop. All right, Shabbos. I just forgot about one of the malachas. I lapsed into a state of unawareness regarding one of the malachas. That's what's called that Zadon Shabbos Shigigas Malachos. Okay, so with all that in mind, let's begin our Mishnah. Now, in the reading of this Mishnah, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to read the Mishnah. I'm going to explain the words of the Mishnah. We're not going to really understand the Mishnah. Because the question the Rabbi Kiva asked in the Mishnah is a little bit cryptic. And what the Gemara is going to do is the Gemara is going to unravel the question and explain the question. So only when we get to the Gemara are we really going to understand what just happened in the Mishnah. Mm-hmm. So I read the Mishnah cautioning the listener that we're really not going to understand yet. I'm Rabbi Kiva, Sha'altis Rabbi Eliezer. More questions Rabbi Kiva asks Rabbi Eliezer. If one violated many malachas on many Shabbosos, me'im malacha achas, subcategoried within one malacha. Behelam achas, and he does so in one halama. Mahu. Chayv achas akulan, or chayv akul achas v'achas. So we know the driving force of the question. One chatos, many chatos. That's been the third perek of Krisus. What we don't know at this point in time is what exactly was the circumstances. So stay tuned. So amar lo chayv akul achas v'achas mikav achomer. So the response to Rabbi Eliezer is you're going to be chayv multiple carbon chatasis, and I'm going to make the following argument. The Isser of Nida, it's really straightforward, because the Isser of Nida really represents only one Avera. Meaning, there's no category, subcategory, sub-subcategory. There are no Avos Malachos when it comes to Nida. It's an act of relations between a man and a woman, and it's really that simple. And meanwhile, if a man has relations with separate women who are each one of them a nida, he's going to be chayv akol achas v'achas. Shabbos sheyesh bo tzatzas harbe emisas harbe. Eino din sheyechayv akol achas v'achas. Think about the complexity of Shabbos. Avos malachos, tolados. It's got to be that if for nida, each nida is going to be mechalik, it's got to be that Shabbos is going to be mechalik. Shabbos already is built much more complicated and complex than that of a nida. Amarti lo im amart binida sheish bo sheazar shehu muzal anida vanida muzar zalav. Tomer b'shabbos sheim ba el azar achas. The counter argument of Rabbi Kiva is, you know what? You're right, but your conclusion is not good. You're right. Shabbos is more complex than that of anida. The iser of Shabbos has got categories, subcategories. You're absolutely right. But I will share with you that when it comes to anida, there's a unique feature by anida that you do not have by Shabbos. By anida. So obviously two people are involved in the Avera, and that means that two people are violating the Isser every time, meaning Nida by definition requires two people. But meanwhile, by Shabbos, only one person is involved in the Avera. And so therefore, they're not comparable. Amarle habala ketan yochiach. So Rabbi Eliezer still tries to make his argument. A man has relations with a Nida who is a ketana. So she's not violating an Avera because she's a ketana. So you see over there that if he has relations with multiple nidos who are ketanos, So he's the only one violating the Avera, and yet he's going to bring multiple Karbanos. So, She'ein ba el azar achas v'chayev akol achas v'achas. Amarti lo, Rabbi Kiva says, here's what I said. Im amart b'ketano she'af api she'ein bahem achshav, yesh bahem l'achar zman. Still, even within your argument, still a weak argument. Because even though Ketana in her current state is not going to be liable, but she will become somebody who is liable when she grows up. But when a man violates Shabbos, or a woman violates Shabbos, so it is only one person involved in the violation. Shabbos, of course, is not a person subject to an Isser. And so therefore, once again, just not a good comparison. Tomer b'Shabbos she'en bo achshav v'lo l'achar zman, amar lo abala behema yochiach. So Rabbi Eliezer says, okay, but how about this? How about a man having relations with an animal where there's only one person violating the Avera? Now, yes, it's true the animal is put to death. That part's true. But in no way are we suggesting that the animal is an avaryan. We understand that. So therefore, there is a scenario where a man has relations with multiple animals. So now what are you going to tell me? Shouldn't he be chayev on each one? And it's just like Shabbos. Amarti lo behema kishabbos. Now, Rabbi Kiva gives a cryptic response, and he says, well, the question that you just raised regarding animal is going to be just like Shabbos. Seemingly, what the Mishnah means is that just like I'm asking by Shabbos, I could very well ask the same question by behema. Later in the Gemara, not today, but tomorrow, we're going to come back to what exactly was meant by that last response in the Mishnah by Rabbi Kiva. Okay, but here's what we don't know, and here's what needs clarification. And admittedly, these next 10 minutes are going to be a little bit complicated, but I will try my best to be as clear as possible. Rabbi Kiva is certainly asking a question of multiple violations of Shabbos, but it's not clear exactly what Rabbi Kiva was asking. We know what Rabbi Eliezer's response is, and we know that Rabbi Kiva didn't like Rabbi Eliezer's response. All that's clear in the Mishnah, but what exactly was Rabbi Kiva's question? My kabayi mine. What exactly was Rabbi Kiva asking? Ish shabbosos kiguf and damyan. Are we asking whether or not shabbosim are like separate bodies? V'ilo bayimine nibayos emalacha achas b'shabbosos harbe. The language of the Mishnah should have been much clearer. The language of the Mishnah should have been, he violated the same malacha repeatedly over the course of multiple weeks. That's what the Mishnah should have said. Ella v'lade malachos ikavos damyan v'ilo bayimine. Is he asking about violating an av and its tolada? So nibay me mine ha'osem malachos harbe me'im malacha achas b'shabbos. So once again, if that was the question, the language of the Mishnah should have been clear. The language of the Mishnah should have been, he violated multiple malachos within one malacha, otherwise known as tolados, within an av. That should have been the language of the Mishnah. Amar Rava, Amar Be Rav. So Rava says, here's the following tradition that I have. Tarta b'amine. Rabbi Kiva was asking two questions, in fact, from Rabbi Eliezer. Question number one. Shabbos is kiguf and damyam v'ilo b'amine. V'ilo. So question number one is the question of, I forgot about one particular malacha. I forgot about Zoraya. I forgot about planting. And then I went many Shabbosim having planted, in other words, fully remembering Shabbos, knowing about the institution of Shabbos, remembering the other malachos, but I just happened to have planted on consecutive Shabbosim. Are we going to say that Shabbos is going to divide? In other words, it's separated by 6 days, each one of them. So is that going to be divided? Is that considered like gufin muchlakim? That's question number one that Rabbi Kiva asked. And then Rabbi Kiva asked a totally separate question. And bayimine v'lad malachos kim malachos damyan, ilo. So, and then the second question is a vlad that's done, multiple vlados within one av. Is that going to bring about a requirement to bring separate carbon chatzos for each one of the vlados? Now, v'shabbosos hechim mibayilei. Now, within the question of Shabbos, the Gemara wants to pinpoint precisely what was asked. Shikah Shabbos v'zada malachos pshita leidi yam shabbatayin haviyadiyah lechalik. So, in the case of Shikah Shabbos v'zada malachos, as I explained in the introduction, Shikah Shabbos means that the only thing he forgot was that today was Shabbos. He knows about every one of the malachos. He woke up in the morning thinking that just simply today is not Shabbos, it's Sunday. So pshita le'diyamim mishabintan haviyadiyah lechalik. So in that scenario, was it obvious to Rabbi Akiva that you're going to now go 6 days? It's unlikely and beyond unlikely that somebody tapped you on the shoulder and reminded you, your days are off. you know that what you thought was Sunday was really Shabbos, right? So and so therefore the days in between are going to be mechalik, and zadman Shabbos shikas malachus hu debay minei. Yeah, right. He went to shul and he said, you know, and he said the wrong yom, and somebody tapped him on the shoulder. However, zadun shabbos shikas malachus hu debay minei. What was open for the discussion was is that he knew about Shabbos, he forgot about the malachos. E kiguf and damyan ilo, and separate tolados, are those like separate gufin? O dilma, that's one possibility, or perhaps zadun shabbos shikas malachus pshita le de kiguf and damyan. He knew that malachos and tolados are going to be separated, and shikas shabbos v'zadun malachos hu debay minei. And the question was shikas shabbos and zadun malachos the yamin shebetayim having yediyah lachalik alo. Okay, let me rephrase all this. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva was asking to Rabbi Eliezer two questions. One was a question on violating many Shabbos consecutively, and one whether or not one is going to be chayiv on each Shabbos. And two, vlados within avos, or I should say better, violating multiple vlados within an av. Are you going to be chayiv on each one of the tolados within an av? And even as now we have articulated that Rabbi Kiv was asking two questions, even within that, the Gemara wants to know, on the question of multiple Shabbos violations, was it a Shogig Shabbos mazid in Malacha, or was it a mazid Shabbos and a Shogig in the Malacha? Amar Rabba. So Rabba now seeks to clarify the question of Rabbi Kiva. Mistabra. It makes most sense as we are now in the Amud Beis. That Shikas Shabbos v'zadah malachos pshita lei diyamin shebetayim having yediyah l'chalek. Look, if he was the shogig on Shabbos, having woken up in the morning thinking it was Sunday, and then knowing full well all the malachos on Shabbos, but he didn't remember that today was Shabbos. That's shogig Shabbos and zadah malachos. So what Rabbah now is going to argue is that Rabbi Kiva never was bothered by that. It was never had a suffix on that question. Because for sure, the yamim shebein time, the days in between, are going to be considered like a yediyah, and therefore they're going to divide. And that means that when a person, let's say, plants on five Shabbosim in a row, so that means that at the end of those five Shabbosim, when he finally comes and becomes aware of how big a mistake he just made for five Shabbosim, he forgot that the day was Shabbos, so he's going to have to bring a karban chatos for each Shabbos. Okay. Zadun Shabbos shikas malachos hu debay minei, kiguf and damyan olo. So the question that Rabbi Kiva had was, what if he violated multiple tolados within an av? Are those multiple tolados going to be considered separate gufin? And he's going to be chayv on each one of the tolados. Upashit lei, the zadun shabbos shikas malachos kegufin damyan, velo kabal minei. Now, as a response, so Rabbi Eliezer responded to his two questions in the following manner. One, that in the case of zadun shabbos shikas malachos, remembering Shabbos and having forgotten about the malachos, that's like gufin damyan. That's like separate entities. And so therefore, you go multiple Shabbosim. And what you did is the following. You didn't forget about Shabbos every time. You forgot about the malacha every time. That in the case where it's Zadon Shabbos, you knew it was Shabbos, but you forgot about planting. And you forgot about planting on multiple Shabbosim. That's like guf and damyan. That's like separate bodies. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Kiva, you're going to be chayv a karban chatos for each one of those Shabbosim. And to that, Rabbi Kiva says, lo kibo mine. No, I don't accept that. And then number two, pashalei, de vlad de malachos ke malachos damyan. That the vlad malacha is like a malacha, and that you're going to be chayv on each one, v'lo kibo mine. And on that too, Rabbi Kiva did not accept that as well. Okay. Now, I know that was just a lot. Meaning, what we have now explained is that, number one, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva's quote-unquote vague question to Rabbi Eliezer really had two questions contained therein. Question number one is, a violation of multiple Shabbosim, is that going to be subdivided that you're going to be chayv a karban for each Shabbos? Question number two was a question of a tolada within an av, where a person violated multiple tolados within the same av. Is he going to be chayv for each one? Those were the two questions that Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Eliezer. On the first question, it needed further clarification. Was it a Shigigah Shabbos Zadah Malachos, or was it a Zadon Shabbos Shigas Malachos? And now the way Rav is presenting it is that in the case of Shigaga Shabbos, Zadda Malachos, where what you forgot about was not about the Malacha, you forgot about Shabbos, so for sure, going a week till next Shabbos, that's considered a Yediyah Bein Tayim, and therefore you're going to be Chayv on every Shabbos. That Rabbi Kiva never was disturbed by. He never was bothered by that. On the first question, what Rabbi Kiva was bothered by was, he knew about Shabbos, every Shabbos he knew it was Shabbos, but every Shabbos he forgot about a particular Malacha. And so now, at the end of, let's say, 5 weeks, he's going to have to bring a Karban Chatas for every Shabbos. And Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, it's Gufa Muchlakin, and Rabbi Kiva didn't like that response. Okay. That is the structure of the Mishnah according to Rava. Amar, and Rava now is going to totally support this understanding. Amar Rava mina amin Allah, did not. And so what we're going to see, and here's where we're going to finish for today, is that we're going to see that we're going to quote the first Mishnah of the seventh parak of Shabbos, identify the author of that Mishnah as Rabbi Akiva, and it's going to bear out that Rava's understanding of our Mishnah seems to be very good. Let's learn together the first Mishnah in the seventh parak of Shabbos. Klal Gadol Amar B'Shabbos, a major principle was said regarding Shabbos, right? The seventh parak of Shabbos opens up with the words Klal Gadol, right? Good memory aid, by the way, the seventh parak of Shavuos opens up also with the words Klal Gadol. All right? I'm sure there's a rhyme and a reason. So Klal Gadol Amar B'Shabbos, Kol HaShochech Iker Shabbos V'Asa Malachos Harbe B'Shabbos Harbe Einu Chayev Ala Achas. So the first category is where he forgot about the institution of Shabbos altogether. Doesn't even think, the way Rashi describes it over here, doesn't even think or remember that Shabbos was written in the Torah. Again, he knew at one point in time, and he lapsed into this fundamental lapse of unawareness. Like I said, it's hard to conceive, but okay, that's his shogeg. So then it doesn't matter how many malachas he violated, how many Shabbos he violated. It really, the root of his shogeg is one fundamental error, and so therefore he's going to bring a one karban chatas. Now, here we go. Hayodei Iker Shabbos v'asa malachas harbe b'Shabbos harbe. If he knows about Iker Shabbos, meaning remembering the institution of Shabbos, and he violated many malachas over the course of many Shabbosos, so chayav al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. So then he's going to be subject to bringing a karban for every Shabbos. What exactly is going on over here? Rashi explains. You take a look at the Rashi on the side that he knew that there were 39 malachos that were prohibited on Shabbos. He forgot that today, the day was Shabbos itself. This, in other words, we're talking about Shigaga Shabbos. So now you're going to be chayav for every Shabbos, but only one karban chatzos for every Shabbos. Hayodeshu Shabbos v'asam lachos harbe b'Shabbos harbe. And finally, he knows about Shabbos. What he forgot about was the malachos. Chayav al kol av malacha umalacha. So then he's going to be chayav for every av malacha that he violated. Okay, this is the first Mishnah of the seventh parak of Shabbos. So we have now Shogig broken down to three categories. Having forgotten about the entire institution of Shabbos, one Karban Chatas. Having forgotten about Shabbos consecutively, Chayv Karban Chatas for every Shabbos. Having remembered Shabbos, but having forgotten about the Malachos. You're going to be Chayv for every Av Malacha that you violated. Okay, that's what the Mishnah says. Here's what the Mishnah does not say. The Ilu, this is now the Gemara's comment on the Mishnah. The Ilu chayv al kol av malacha shel kol Shabbos v'Shabbos lo kitani. Now the Mishnah does not say that you're going to be chayv for every av malacha on every Shabbos. Now who is the author of this Mishnah? Ilema Rabbi Eliezer Ema Seifa Osa Malachos Harbe Mei Malacha Achas Ein Chayv Ala Achas. Now the Mishnah over there goes on to say that if I violate a tolada together with its av, I'm only going to be chayv one karban chatas. Now, we know that's not the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, chayav al kol vlad de malachos, kemalachos. So that's not the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. So elab shita Rabbi Kiva. So again, if it's not Rabbi Eliezer, it must be Rabbi Kiva. Ushma mina shigaga Shabbos v'zad malachos. And in the Mishnah, what is clear in the Mishnah? That if it's shogeg Shabbos and zad malachos, pshita le diyam shabbatayin, havi yidia lechalek, that for sure the days in between are going to be dividing, therefore you're going to be in Karban Chatzos for every Shabbos that you violated in the case of Shigigas Shabbos. Zadon Shabbos v'Shigigas Malachos hu debaye. And what is left unexplored in that Mishnah, and that's why Rabbi Kiva here is asking the question, in the case of Zadon Shabbos and Shigigas Malachos, Ika Gufin Damyan u'Pashalei Dika Gufin Damyan. And so the question was, is that considered separate And the answer is it's separated. Vlad Malachos kam Malachos Damyan. And he also said that the Vlad Malachos are considered like separated Avos Malachos. And V'tarvay lo kibal minei. And on both of the responses that were given to him by Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Kiva ends up rejecting both of these answers that were given. Okay, this is a good place to stop. In fact, we are going to stop here. Tomorrow we begin with Abaye and Abaye's response. Recapping today. Difficult day in the daf, by the way. I don't want to sugarcoat it. Difficult day in the daf because it's really just dealing with core principles of dividing your Isurim into separate Isurim so that if done b'shogeg, how many carbon chatzos do you need to bring? Our first discussion was whether or not if I'm eating nosar, same iser, helam echas, but it's coming from five separate animals, is that going to divide? Eating it b'tamchuyim mechulakim, on separate plates, what exactly that means, five opinions amongst the Amoraim, is that going to divide? So those are the issues that are not clear-cut in our Gemara. Shemus mechulakim, we know. Gufim mechulakim, we know. Yediyas being mechalik, that we know. All those are going to be mechalik. But on the subtleties of coming from separate animals, place prepared on separate plates, are they going to be mechalik? So that was our first discussion today's daf, subject to machlokas. Second discussion today's daf, Shabbos. Are Shabbosim going to be mechalik? Now, even within that question, as we learned over the course of the daf today, there really are two questions of Rabbi Akiva. One is that if I violate Shabbos on multiple Shabbosos, back-to-back Shabbosim, I violate Shabbos. So are those Shabbosim going to be mechalik? Even within that question, a question of what exactly does that mean? Were you shogeg Shabbos zadon malachos, or were you zadon Shabbos shogeg malachos? And on that, we just went through the opinion of Rabba. Rabba definitively feels that the shogeg Shabbos, not a question. Yamim shemein time are going to be mechalik. Only on zadon Shabbos shogegas malachos, that's where Rabbi Kiva was mesupak. And Rabbi Eliezer gave him an answer which Rabbi Kiva didn't end up liking. On the second question, where a person violated multiple vlados within one av, is that going to be mechalik? Again, Rabbi Eliezer gives the Rabbi Kiva an answer. Rabbi Kiva ends up rejecting it.